Hello, beautiful expressed women. This is an amazing opportunity today to strengthen your communication and your boundaries and your sacred space and your desires for how you wish to pursue the next level, the next stage of embodiment in your life. And this session is inspired today by a dear woman, a dear client that I work with, who's also in this Expressed Woman program. You know who you are, very dear to my heart. And the topic came up today around following her dreams and her desires for what she really is here on earth to create. And I know if you're like her and like me and like many of the women I know in my coaching and in my circles, it seems like a very similar situation that our families or our loved ones didn't live this path. They didn't live the path of pursuing their fullest expression. Maybe they didn't know what they were on earth to share or to give. And perhaps they lived more of a conventional life because it was about their values of success, of coming to perhaps this country to live the American dream, or if you're from another country, to, you know, have success with money, with status, with earning a living, right? And that was programmed into them from their parents and their ancestors before that. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's how they were raised. However, they weren't given the tools, perhaps, unless you come from a family of opera singers and artists. Though if you're in this program, most likely you didn't come from a background of family members who were the example of being fully in their truth and expression. Maybe you caught glimpses of it, but maybe you thought, this isn't really my path, or I wasn't given the example of how this could be so celebrated. Perhaps your family hasn't celebrated you completely getting out of the box or getting out of the matrix. And so it takes a little bit of extra encouragement within yourself to remember that it's safe to do that. And to get out of the story of people pleasing, because that's all we've known perhaps for most of our lives, until things like this, containers like this, that give us the opportunity to not play it so safe and to go past the edge of what we think is acceptable or validated by those who we deeply love, and we were nurtured by these beautiful souls. So oftentimes it feels a little bit edgy to all of a sudden go beyond what was comfortable for them and where we received love from them and acceptance from them. So now it's time to validate ourselves. And this is a powerful practice I'm so excited to share with you. You're going to be laying down as usual in your sacred space. And this is a somatic exercise. So what I love about this practice is that you will feel what it feels like to empower yourself using your movement and your voice. So laying on your back, you're going to make fists with your hands, with each hand. Each hand gets a fist. You're going to breathe in through an O-shaped mouth. And exhale, you're going to pound the center of your chest. And the sound is. And you'll go at your own rhythm. And we're going to just keep going like this. And your hands will eventually start to reach up out in front of you, like reaching towards the sky. And you'll start to come down with so much power. Might start to get a little angry, and that's okay. That's beautiful, actually.
angry about all the times, keep going, angry about any of the times where you didn't stand up for yourself or your dharma or your creativity or your passion because you didn't know it was safe or because that was all that was taught to you. So this is the time where it is safe and it is valued to be your expressed self. So keep going. Use your breath and use the music as your guide to this practice. It is time to get very emotional. Whatever comes through is perfect. You are safe. This is the time to get fierce, to embody your fierce energy.
Oh,
And now that you are on the other side of this expression, you are invited to marinate in those feelings, to slow your breath down to a gentle rhythm of inhaling and exhaling naturally, and letting whatever emotions continue to move through you. You may have tears, may feel relieved, simply breathing naturally and holding yourself in a gentle way, caressing that inner child inside of you that finally gets to express herself and feel safe and loved for it, as you learn how to be with these feelings, perhaps for the first time or a new time, of how it feels, how she feels inside of herself that you are expressing to your fullest, that you are learning and you are devoting to doing.